You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh, 4 degrees below zero in Green Bay, 6 below in Appleton, 8 below in Oshkosh, and a wind chill up and down of 22 degrees below zero. There you go. Michael Freeman is here for Simple Life Hospitality. If you're looking to rent or rent out your place for the draft, that deadline is coming near. Also, in a few minutes, we've got Terry Charles coming in for Disney on Ice from PMI. We've got Hannah and Breeley coming in. I'm not sure what characters. They don't like to say what characters they play sometimes. No. They like to keep that kind of like anonymous.
I just know that they are.
They're amazing.
Ugh,
they're amazing.
I'm going to go to that.
Amazing.
Do they skate around like in Disney costumes?
Is yeah.
No, I've never been.
You've never been to one?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
So, as I say to John all the time.
Rachel, have you taken your kids to Disney on Ice? Oh, yeah.
Everybody,
oh,
yeah. As I say to John all the time, when like we talk about Cats, I haven't seen that, or Wicked, I'm like.
Or what's the other guy?
Yeah, I'd be like, you're the guy.
Hamilton.
Because there's like one Hamilton. Like,
Hamilton.
One person hasn't seen it. Oh, you're the guy.
Have you seen Hamilton, Michael?
I've not seen Hamilton.
Thank you, Michael. No. Thank you. No.
So we'll have tickets for that for
yes.
Disney on Ice.
Oh, I thought we were tickets for Hamilton.
No, no. two pair to give away later on this morning.
Yeah.
If you'd like to play along with Mino's.
Spin to win.
Spin to win. You can text in right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose WGBW.
That would be number 14 would be our winner.
That's right.
Let's just do a quick thing.
Okay,
give me a name, Todd.
Okay.
You got your numbers.
Don't do that, because then they're going to feel like they won. No, don't do that.
No, it's just a pre-game. You got to do a pre-game.
They're going to get up. Nope, don't make it up. Don't
okay.
say.
Okay,
don't,
okay, spin. Okay, I won't do it.
And
Number 12.
So we'll do that later on. Choose WGBW or WISS for your chance to text in, okay?
And your name will be corresponding to that number.
But, correct. Okay, so, but number 12 is going to be ringing the doorbell pretty soon. That was just a practice round. So.
Yes.
The only time I've ever won a contest, you're going to love this, was on a radio show in Madison when I went to school there in the 80s. It was Kenny Rogers' Christmas Spectacular.
Oh!
And that was the only tickets I've ever won in
Did
my
you
whole
go?
Life. I went. It was actually really good, and he was quite good.
Nicely
done. I have
done.
To admit it, yeah.
I won something on the radio. Back in, I don't know, when I worked at Cellcom in 90, 91, 92. So I was, and we had, it was cellular service. We had this, and then we had the market out on the western part of the state. Uh-huh. These towns you never heard of. Anyway, I'm driving out there, and this guy's like, caller number, not even a caller number, just call in, and who was the first president born in a hospital? And nobody's guessing.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, like everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're the guy.
Michael.
No.
But
John, and I'm like, okay, this, because I had a cell phone.
Yeah, that seems like common knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it seemed like 10 minutes, maybe it was like 3 or 4 minutes. I'll call the guy. Yeah. So I called and. How'd you know that?
Who made you a winner?
But I never picked up the stuff, so I don't know what station
so,
it was.
What's so
a lot
bad,
of it doesn't get picked up.
No.
Right.
No, what's so bad about the fact that I didn't know that as I was a history major at UW-Madison.
Oh,
Madison.
Really?
But, yeah, and I never knew that.
Did
I
mean, you play Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah.
That's in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess, I think that's right.
I guess I have to brush up on that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well. Although, if you go back to Seinfeld, Moops would be in there as well. Remember Moops, that with Bubble Boy?
Yeah, Bubble Boy. Moops. That was great.
That was a great one.
That was great.
So let me ask this, Mike, about living in Madison.
Yeah.
Okay. I find that to be like the most complicated town of its size to get around. I'm always lost in Madison.
Hmm. That's pretty well laid out.
It's laid out fairly well. There are a lot of one-way streets, Johnson Street, You know, Gorham is one way coming in.
But what's cool is Washington is...
Yeah, East and West Washington are easy. I mean, there's spokes coming off the Capitol, like Main Street and Martin Luther King and other streets. But for the most part, it's laid out pretty well. Right. I mean, maybe...
It was just me then.
Maybe you.
How big is Madison? It seems so much bigger than Green Bay.
It's not that much bigger. Now, they're metro areas, but Madison in of itself, Green Bay is 107,000. Madison's probably... 260.
Yeah, and if you
double
the
size.
Well, okay. and we were
Milwaukee's like 600,000. Exactly. So those are the like three biggest cities: Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay.
Yeah, and if you factor in like the suburbs, if you would.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like
here
we're talking
too.
About Verona, which is exploding.
Oh my gosh.
Wanakee, which is really growing. Yeah. All those areas are booming.
But their downtown is very, very strong. I mean, the housing down there is
downtown
very expensive.
Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I live right downtown. Yeah. I have a condo down right by the Capitol. It's a great area. I love walking. To everything, my dentist, my acupuncture, my doctor, all within a block.
And
so
they're really trying to build that 10-minute city walkable. And you know, but besides those things you just mentioned, the healthcare, but you know, when I have maybe a church there, a grocery store, and so people can just do everything 10-15 minute city, and that's pretty cool. I mean, we're a long ways away from that, but I hope we can.
No,
get there.
It's cool. It's a great town. I mean, you have to enjoy that kind of lifestyle, and I do. You know, but there are days though. I think as I've gotten older, you know, when I moved back to Madison 4.5 years ago, I had been living in Charleston, South Carolina, for over 20 years, and I loved it there.
Is that where the Citadel?
The Citadel's there. Yeah, and I love it there, and I miss it dearly. But you know, Madison's a great town. But as you get older, these smaller towns have so much appeal to me in so many different. I was in Shawano yesterday. There's that little downtown area. There's wine. There's little tasting rooms. There's breweries.
Yeah,
and there's cool stuff going on.
Decent Italian restaurant down there too.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
They made an effort about 15 years ago. It seems like to, you know, really become more. I think they did it right because they have so many built-in new people coming in with the lake there now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they've really upped those cabins and everything.
Oh,
the
lake houses are great there.
Yeah,
and they've done some good stuff with their business climate as well. Some of the factories and stuff, because they took one of our guys here and Polarfort went up there and was their economic director. They got some money from the state, so it was that's a great community. And it's less expensive than Green Bay, right? Like you have some places in Madison that 30 miles away. And we thought it's not uncommon, like in Nashville, right, to live in Franklin and then drive into the city. And maybe people could live in Shawano because it's a great place to be after 5 and, you know, the weekends, and yet close enough to commute to Green Bay to work at, you know, one of the healthcare facilities.
It is. And what's interesting about the housing there and it just housing across the country in general, which we're finding because we're in the vacation rental business, when people own those second homes, what's causing these issues in towns like Aspen and Vail and the really affluent communities is there's no affordable housing now anymore. And so when, you know, there's no affordable housing, guess who gets, you know, pigeoned as the cause of it, and it's short-term rentals and vacation rentals. And so it's really not the case, I mean, by any means. Because if you think about what short-term and vacation rentals do for, like, Door County, the North Woods, Lake Geneva, I mean, it's incredible the amount of money that those types of products are and industry, what we're in, brings into the community.
And I want to talk about that. We talk a lot when you come on about the draft and about putting your house up or renting for the draft, but you're all year. I mean, you're a 12-month place. And I just want to put in a plug, not a plug to you, just a word of notice to to our listeners. That if you're going to book a place in July, you should probably do that now. I've got kids, families, son-in-laws, kids. And I was a little nervous. Of course, I booked it for the 4th of July. But they're like, we don't have that. And people should call you now if they're going to go up to Door County this summer.
Absolutely. I mean, our booking season started for Door County and North Woods back in late November, in December. So especially if you want that same week that you've had, you know, every year for the last 20 years and you want to have that same home, whether it's in Fish Creek or Bailey's Harbor, absolutely. And, you know, we're booming right now as far as bookings are concerned for the summer. Yeah. We're also adding new homes, which is great. Our business development team does a phenomenal job about adding really beautiful new homes. So we're doing that in the North Woods. We're doing that in Door County, obviously. But yeah, people are bookings are really strong right now.
Michael Friedman, CEO, Simple Life Hospitality.
And I just, Again, a lot about the draft, but, and there's nothing, if you're with your family and extended family, you know, you really want to be under one roof. I mean, because you're going to cook breakfast in the morning and, you know, wine and cheese, and it's just more fun instead of going from room to room, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, vacation rentals, when you look at a vacation rental today, the two main reasons why people choose those over hotel rooms are the ability to cook, make meals, sit down as a family and have a meal, and space. I mean, they want more space because if, you know, it's raining and you want to go to your room and play a video game, you can't. You know, in a hotel room, that's just really not possible. So
now tell me about some places you have around here, because maybe people are listening and they're like, I've got these people that would like to come in for the draft, but we can't find a place. Can you talk about some properties you have around here right now?
Yeah.
And how they can access that?
Yeah. Well, if you go to simpleliferentals.com, we have a tab on our website that says NFL draft. We actually have our draft counter on there now too, so you can see how soon the draft is going to be here. And you can just click on that tab. There's an inquiry form. You can put your information in, the number of people you have, and our reservation team will get back to you and we'll be happy to help you out. Or all of our properties will be listed going live. Now, we don't have everything live on Airbnb yet because there's some algorithm reasons and things like that, but they'll be live all on Airbnb next week for instant books. So, you know, we have our Green and Gold house that you guys were at for our first remote, the Field of Dreams house where we did our second remote, that's available. And actually, that's going under a remodel, so they're building some cool things onto that house. We have Nitschke Nook, and then we have, obviously, I don't even know, probably another 10 homes within the Green Bay area that are available for rent. And then all of our properties in Northwoods and in Door County are available too. I mean, we are renting some of them out already.
And just tell everybody how to get to your site.
SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Boom. And I want to say that if people want to do it on their own, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
They will smack down if you don't follow, dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But the other thing that a company like yours, like Simple Life, is the background checks. And you have to be, there's some law and rules or something that you have to be within 30 minutes in case something happens, and you take that so we can actually leave town. You know,
yeah, you can leave town. You can go to wherever you want. And you have to have what's called a registered agent within a 25 or 30 minute drive of the property. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, people can try and do this on their own, and more power to them if that's what they want to do. God bless them. But, you know, make sure that you're getting all your permits and doing all the things you're supposed to do, because otherwise, if you don't and you get caught, the fines are enormous. And more importantly, though, I think, you know, it's just, you know, renting your house out by and having us as a company do it gives you peace of mind as a homeowner that the home's well taken care of, that we're going to find good guests, and we're going to take care of it should something happen.
If I could, when you said an agent, what do you mean exactly, an agent within 25
minutes?
When I
say registered agent, that's what it's called. We're not agents of anything. We're just registered.
But I mean,
for
somebody like Jim, then plumbing. Would you have a
we have
for his house?
Oh, yeah.
Not particularly for his house, but
I mean, in general.
But we have staff in Howard, Lisa's here. We have Beth.
I guess
Stacey.
What I'm saying is, does the owner have to find that person?
No, we do for it. We do it for them.
Okay. But if the owner's going to rent out their house and leave, I mean, they have to have, in case the plumbing goes out or something, you have to have somebody
on call. You can't just leave your house and rent it and go to San Diego and then, sorry, the price.
Right, but what I was saying is, I didn't know if somebody like Jim would have to hire a local handyman to be on standby.
We take care of everything for
him. I hired Simple Life.
And I'm part of your, on the call for, like, if somebody needs to shovel out their driveway.
Okay.
I might want to be that guy.
I did not know that, but
yes!
I will duly take note now.
I told you this before, Michael.
Why don't you do a little
whatever.
Reconnaissance and see how he's doing
Michael
right now.
Michael Friedman, CEO.
Guy lives in a condo. He hasn't used a shovel in 5 years.
Back after this.
Thanks.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. As I mentioned before, 4 degrees below in Green Bay, 6 below in Appleton, 8 below in Oshkosh, wind chill of 22 degrees below zero. That's pretty incredible. But Michael is here from Simple Life Hospitality. Your place is all going to be nice and toasty warm. Actually, Michael, you know what's so funny?
Warm.
One of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
We had a really fun show a week or so ago at Vintage Rose.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, what
that
a looked, great place.
Yeah,
Michael.
It looked really cool.
Their food is amazing.
Well, they catered that.
Yes.
They catered
that's
our,
what I was going to say.
Yeah. They
to
were
our,
super
our house
nice.
On Shadow Lane.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
But what I say is, those were two of our favorite shows, okay, because of all the things we had happening and everything like that. But this weather, we thought that day we thought nobody was going to come out because it was like 20 below.
It was really cold.
So it's like you come around when it's at its coldest, but yeah. You get to talk about these great places that you have.
We have fun with it, yeah. I obviously, and I think once we get through the draft, I mean, this is something I've shared with Jim and I've shared with Todd, and we definitely want to do another remote that we would sponsor and support Jim's. The shelter and the community shelter and do a remote maybe at a place where we can do some fun and interesting things.
Great.
Like smoke meat and sell
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, whatever happened that. Remember we smoked meat then?
Well, we're going to still. Okay. And I have to talk to the bar owner about seeing okay. if he'll still do it for
all
us.
Right.
But and it's, you know, I think we have to do that on a Friday too.
That's
my
fine.
Opinion. Little Bloody Mary, mimosa.
As long as it's not Lent, I don't want to go to hell.
No, I'll be after
made
Lent.
It this far.
Wait, I mean, when will it? Well, no, it'll be after. It'll be after Easter. So
isn't that pretty much a done deal?
I was going to say that decision.
That
decision's
that,
been
Todd.
Made.
Well, you don't know that.
I reserved my seat on that bus.
It's kind of like
yeah,
it's kind of like
I'll
time
sit
ago.
Next to you.
I'll have a. Yeah.
It's kind of like if the Pope doesn't make it, and there's that group of who's next. Like, okay, next one here we have Johnny Mino. No, yeah, he did some good things. What do you think, Todd?
And we'll have a big chimney and smoke will come out.
Yeah,
then we'll know
smoke.
Where you are. Yeah.
I'm not playing in that. That's yeah, you're playing
recuse,
with,
recuse
as
yourself?
I have to say, John, you're playing with fire.
Yeah. But get it? I wonder what happens if I'm in Rome and he does die. I'm assuming city doesn't close down. But,
I don't know. Maybe.
But
I don't know either. I haven't been around. I'm
don't,
not don't. Too close to the Pope. And
yeah,
all that, so.
I just wow.
Last time I was in Rome, I was there with my girlfriend and we walked in and she kind of like walked. We're at the Vatican. She's like, I'm going to stay over here just in case you burst into flames.
Now, I got to ask one question. When you go on these international trips like that, these yeah. big-time trips, are these, you know, corporate-type trips?
No, or, no.
Are they
no,
junkets?
So, no, they're not. No, they're quests.
You ever going
no,
to junket?
I call them quests. No, we joke about going
fighting?
On quests. No. I used to travel
like
a lot.
Yeah.
I used to travel a lot with my older company internationally quite a bit, but no, this is just to see a friend that I haven't seen in a long time sure. who lives there and is in the same business and take a few days off, but I'm going to actually work there while I'm there.
Have you watched any of those shows? I love watching those shows where people buy those rundown places for like $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then but the fun part is then it's like, oh my God, we got this villa mm-hmm. in, you know, wherever. This is awesome. And then they're dealing with the Italians for permits and for this.
Oh,
workers yeah. that just don't show up for like a week.
Well,
it's like, no deal. We're worried. I got things going on. Get off my butt. You know what I mean?
There's some city in the southeastern part of Italy. I can't remember the town now. And they're paying you like $30,000 or $40,000
to move there. Yeah.
But you have to have a job or a business and whatever. But, you know, you might find a business and move to Italy. You never know.
I know.
The problem with the and I've read about those things and my daughter's going over there their husband to take a look at some things. They're kind of remote though. They're not
yeah.
You know, so you really want to go and be alone. It's not like you're going to go but and then the work, you should be pretty handy cuz like Johnny
yeah.
said, finding the labor
yeah.
might
oh,
be
I'm
difficult.
Not
and he
handy.
Is. John could do that. I think my son-in-law, I couldn't do that. I mean, I'd be like,
no, I have a tough time drawing a straight line with
right.
But it seems like those Italians are tough to deal with when it comes to them showing up on time and different
oh,
things.
Oh, they never, I mean, like they'll say they'll be there between 11 and 12
yeah.
and it might be 8 o'clock at
yeah.
night the next day.
Yeah.
Well, so in the United States, they work for Spectrum. That was very nice.
Wow. Did you mean Civic?
wow.
Huh?
Did you mean Civic?
No, my joke was, no. You didn't get that.
No, I didn't.
Michael was talking about
yeah.
that you say I'm going to be there between, and you're never there.
Oh, now I got it.
And if you had Spectrum, sometimes they
got
used
it.
To do, I think they got better.
Got it.
I just didn't, I want to, if they're a sponsor, it was just a joke.
Got it.
Do you remember that sponsor of the Mino and the Mayor show, Spectrum?
Do you remember that Seinfeld episode when Kramer actually had the cable guy come into his house and he was hiding on the cable guy to, totally perfect.
Remember that happened to me though?
Yeah,
sat like for a day.
Was
that
Spectrum?
No, it was a delivery for some doors or something.
And you waited forever, and the guy never showed up.
I sat out in the garage for a day, and he never showed up.
Yeah.
And he didn't call. Yeah.
Okay, that would have been a better joke.
No, I get it, though. It is. Actually, it was pretty good. That was pretty good. Whatever. You know, it would have been better, though, if you'd said, like, Time Warner back in the day.
Yeah.
They were actually more known for that.
Boy, were they. Michael, I want to just, before you leave, I want to, as much as people can rent their homes and tell friends, look, there's some great homes. If they want to rent a home for the summer, they same website.
Yeah, all of our properties, and it's really nice. It's broken down by destination, so you can click Northwoods, you can click Lake Geneva, you can click Green Bay. So broken down by destination, you can put in your dates, you can put in number of people. It's really an easy site to use, and I encourage people to come to SimpleLifeRentals.com versus booking on a Booking.com or a Vrbo or Airbnb. Not that they're bad places, but when you book direct, you save so much more money. You just save those additional fees that are not.
Just want to toss this out here. It has nothing to do with the draft, nothing to do with up here, but can you just rattle off some of the other cities where your company has rental places?
All of Door County, almost all the towns in Door County, Green Bay, Sturgeon Bay, Rhinelander, Townsend. We just picked up a great home. We have a home in Florence, cool cabin in Florence. We just got a really cool house up in Boulder Junction, one of my favorite places. Waupaca, Lake Geneva, we have a house. We have a couple homes in Florida too. So,
but Wisconsin is a beautiful state.
It is.
Yeah. And I just think to get the kids back here, the family, and rent one of those, and then we pick different nights to cook the food, and just there's just so much you can do in a home versus a hotel.
Absolutely.
So anyway, cool.
Although you remember Rick Majerus, head coach of the Bucks and everything, and he lived in a motel for 40 years.
Really?
In a hotel for 40 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What? And he said, I said, why would you do? He goes, after a hard day, I walk in, clean towels, the bed is turned down, and there's this little chocolate mint on the pillow no matter what.
I did not know that.
Yes. Wow. 40 years living in a motel.
Wow.
Michael Friedman, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Michael.
Good to see you guys.
Mind of the Mayor, when we come back, we're giving away some tickets to Disney on Ice. Register now. Back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers rolled out his budget proposals before the legislature last night, touting plans that mix tax relief with spending increases to expand access to education, health care, and other services. Speaking to state lawmakers, Evers talked through his proposals. His remarks were greeted with frequent cheers and applause from fellow Democrats and polite silence from the Republican majority in both houses of the legislature. Evers said his proposals aim to benefit working families and would lower the costs on child care and medication, and include investments in public education. At the same time, he said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers, including a proposal to eliminate income taxes on tips and forestall increases in local property taxes.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that.
Evers proposed increasing funds for the Universities of Wisconsin system, expanding Badger Care, thwarting price gouging on prescription drugs, supporting efforts to reduce PFAS and lead contamination, and bolster infrastructure plans. The governor's plan is expected to face stiff challenges from Republicans who continue to control the legislature. A fan favorite at the new zoo and adventure park, Asia the Lioness, has died. The new zoo said that Asia was under close veterinary care and receiving special treatment for age-related health concerns when she was euthanized Monday. She turned 20 in October. Lionesses usually live to be 10 to 14 years old in the wild. The new zoo said their male lion Lloyd was strongly bonded to Asia, and they asked people to plan visits to the zoo to make a difference for him. They will work with other zoos to find him a new mate this year. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Michael Friedman joining us, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Check out their website. It is fantastic, the amount of places that they have. We are joined right now by some very special guests, Hannah Shelley, Bree Lee, and Terry Charles. And I think I butchered Breely. Did I butcher it?
Breely's correct.
Okay, yes. Got it right. Okay. Okay. So Hannah and Breely from Disney on Ice, along with Terry Charles from PMI. This is always such a big event. Jim, you're such a romantic. You're like the most romantic man I know. Okay.
How would you know that, John?
Yeah, I know that.
Because of my stories.
Yeah, because of your stories. So go ahead and tell your story.
Disney on Ice is just a great, great show for dating, for families. It's just you check all the boxes, and I've been married, as I told you, on the hall for over 30 years, and that was, our first date, and I think that was the magic, because it's been working. But I really want to thank you for bringing your talent here. I mean, how did you get into this?
Well, I think we all have such unique avenues into getting into the sport. I mean, most of us, our parents put us into the sport when we were really young.
No, you're from Georgia, right?
Yes.
Atlanta?
I did train in Atlanta, yeah.
I'd say Georgia doesn't seem like the kind of state that turns out a lot of figure skaters.
Think Bemidji or the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely not a ton of skaters in Georgia. But Miss Hannah here comes from...
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yes, and I wanted to be a hockey player.
Really?
Just like my brother and my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, and so my mom signed me up for these learn to skate lessons.
Okay.
Just to learn to...
How old were you?
Three.
Three.
Yeah.
I was also three.
Wow.
what were they waiting for?
Just to learn to
Could you walk? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So 3 years old, they put you on skates.
Yeah, just
did you use
like
the double blades or just single blade?
Just one.
Right. Because also you get a false sense of balance if you use those two blades.
Yeah,
anyway,
just
what
to,
do
like,
I know?
Stand up. And then as I got older, I got more into figure skating. So
what level did your dad and brother go to for hockey?
Oh, geez. I have no idea. My brother played recreationally, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be rude by looking through my phone. I just got to find the video. Okay, so this is my granddaughter. I don't think she's the most physically 100% athletic gifted.
Well, she takes after grandpa, right?
This is her in her first ski.
they have those on at Lambeau.
But watch this. She gets real frustrated. Watch this. I mean, this is bad radio, but watch it.
She's with those chairs that you skate with. They have those over at Lambeau Field.
We all start
to skate
somewhere.
She's trying
right
hard, though.
Yeah. Start somewhere.
She's digging.
Did you guys, with your skating with Disney, did you take ballet as well? Any dance classes?
Not ballet, but in college, I took modern dance,
right,
which is not the same, but a similar, yeah.
And then I took ballet, Irish dancing, and tap dancing.
I could watch Irish dancing all day long.
Irish dancing is so
it's
fun.
It's so cool. It is so cool watching Irish dancing.
But I haven't done it since I was
That would chip up the ice.
Well, I didn't know you did that.
That's awesome.
So do you guys, you said you didn't know you did that. You guys don't know each other?
No, we do.
Yeah. But you guys, when you travel though, how many are in the cast about?
We've got under 50.
Okay, so you got 50 people, mm-hmm, 45 people in the cast, but...
And then we've got crew and staff and everybody who helps keep the show running. Because it takes a lot more than just us.
Yeah. How many semis of equipment do you bring in, right? I mean, you guys put on quite the show. You don't have to tell me that. But I want to know, this is what I want to know. Did you meet each other? Did you try out? And there's got to be some...
Yeah, how do you get from Georgia, Pennsylvania to right here, the highlight of your life, 21 degrees below zero here in Green Bay, talking to us?
Well, I was like a post kind of COVID hire. So.
Okay.
It was very much video oriented, yeah, for me at least.
Mine was also a video submission, and Hannah and I, funny enough, joined our same year. We both joined in 2021 at the exact same time. We were both new to the company, new to show life.
Equally overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Really?
So we got to have all of our firsts together here at Disney.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking at first when you're in this?
Absolutely. Yes. It's a larger than life aspect, and it takes a bit of adjustment, mm-hmm. but it's such a beautiful life to have.
Yeah. And how long is your contract? You said 21?
It depends contract to contract. Like the one we're on right now is like 9 months, and then you can have shorter ones. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what the company needs.
So tell us a typical day, life on the road. I'm sure this is kind of a typical day. So go ahead and describe it, because everybody sees you guys under the lights at the Rush, and it's going to be so beautiful, and it's going to be jammed, and everybody's going to be taking pictures, and it's magical, and it's Disney and all these things. Tell us the real day. Like, when did you get up? What do you do? That whole thing.
Well, it's super exciting to travel and see different places, but each day is a little different. You get up at, I don't know, different times every single day, and because the show is at night.
Right.
And you go and you practice and you rehearse. You practice your own stuff, and then you have rehearsals for the show. Yeah, and they're all a little different. Do you
and then it's back to the hotel for a nap?
Yes. Yeah, you go to sleep for a couple of hours and you come right back, especially last week we had some really early shows.
Mm-hmm.
So late night shows and then early in the morning. So everybody's there for a long time, but luckily we all get along pretty well. So we make the most of it. It's really fun.
And what's the age range in the cast about? I mean, but you have students in the cast, don't you, that are tutored? Or do you, are they all out of, they're all out of school?
All out of school. Oh. I mean, we have people that are in college. Yeah. Hannah's in college right now.
I'm actually not in college.
You were.
Wait, you said you knew each other.
We don't really.
Tara, bring in some people that don't lie on the air.
Jeez.
Come on, Terry.
I don't think they talk a lot when they're skating, wow. Johnny. That's their defense. They don't talk a lot when they skate.
Yeah, but we do have like a large range of ages. We have some people who are in like their 30s and like very much an adult life. And
then 18-year-olds, but I think our youngest is like 20.
Okay. 21. Let me ask, where does this lead to? Will you guys go to the Olympics, or will you take out a different show, or might this be a lifelong career? Might you do this for 20, 24 years, 25 years?
So some people do. We've got a gentleman, his name's Mario Castro, and he is in his 60s and still performing with Disney.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing what you can do when you take care of yourself.
I could still be performing with Disney.
I know.
Think about that.
He didn't hear the take care of yourself.
Was that what she said?
Yeah.
I thought she said you had to get there yourself.
How does that work? Do you guys, you said we mostly get along. Do you have team dinners? Do you have team breakfasts? Or are you kind of on your own until you get on the practice? That's not easy managing 45 people.
Right.
Right. we're together basically all day, every day.
Wow.
We have our own time, like on our days off. We have company meals together every Saturday where we get to sit down and enjoy each other's company.
Okay, no, I've interviewed people for a lot of years.
She meant vent, but
are you guys still not allowed to say what characters you play?
We can say who we portray.
Okay,
for the most part, I portray Anastasia. She's one of the evil stepsisters.
Sure.
And I have so much fun with that.
Wow. How and about then, yourself? Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
And then I'm in a lot of ensemble numbers
right,
as well.
Right.
Yes, I am also in a lot of ensemble numbers. So I get to be a part of a lot of the show, which is super exciting.
That's the thing. I mean, you come out as the superstar of an Anastasia, and then 10 minutes later, you might be back of the pack, right?
Well, sometimes it's even more fun because you're getting to experience that with your friends, and you've got just joined experiences. You're like, oh my goodness, did you see when that happened? Did you see when I fell over? That was so silly.
Yeah. I want to go back to the interview.
And by the way, with Hannah and Breeley, along with Terry Charles from PMI, Disney on Ice at the Resch, it's coming up. We're going to be giving away two pairs of tickets with our Spin to Win contest.
Right. Ooh, and nice. You, how many shows do you do a year, about?
Hundreds. Yes, hundreds, depending on what kind of tour you're on.
Yeah.
Is it year-round?
Year-round, okay. All around the world, all the time.
Wow.
Disney's always running.
So you sent in a tape of you skating. There had to be more than that. I mean, they must do personality profiles. They must ask, because that's a commitment. I mean, you're gone from home for, would you say, 9 months? I mean, that's a long time. Some people may not like that. And, you know, you're kind of giving up some things, right? I mean, you are. You're on the road.
This is your life once you're on it, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I think there's kids that are listening we have some really good ice skaters. We have a great cornerstone here. We have pretty good in the arts with ballet. And there's people that I think, maybe they don't have the talent that you have, but I think they would aspire to be like you someday. And I just want to talk a little bit more about how you really, because that's got to be that I mean, there's kids that are in theater and then they go down to Disney in Florida. Mm-hmm. And that's like, when they do that front page of the paper, I mean, it's a big deal. So tell me about more of the interview process or how you got into that. Your parents encouraged you? Did you call her? Of course, you guys don't know each other.
Well, of course, I was in college.
Where'd you go to school?
It's a small college in Pennsylvania called Muhlenberg College.
Okay.
Yes. Majored in international studies, completely unrelated, had no plans to do Disney on Ice.
Muhlberg, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's been a couple guys that made the NFL from that school.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. But then I was supposed to study abroad, and of course COVID happened, didn't right. go. Sure. Stuck at home, lost a semester. I was like, what do I do? And my coach also did Disney on Ice for skating, and he encouraged me to make a video and to audition, and here I am.
Wow. Awesome. So. That's a great story. How about, no, that is. It's just because I think you, it's not like that was a lifelong goal of yours. You're kind of sitting at home thinking, oh, COVID. Like,
but you also could have gotten a job, use your degree or whatever, yeah. whatever, and you just say, no, I still want to do this.
Yeah, and it's super strange and exciting because I had no plans to do this, but now I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world.
So. That's cool. That.
And for me, like, I also joined doing a video submission, but nowadays we do have in-person auditions. Mm-hmm. That was a thing before COVID, and so now we've brought it
when
back.
You guys go to a place, like when you come to Green Bay, mm-hmm. are there people that had contacted your company or your handler here or something? Hey, could my daughter try out? Could my son do you guys have those here?
We do. So if you would like an in-person audition, you reach out to Feld Entertainment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On our site, we've got those audition avenues on where you go, who you talk to. If you know you've got a tour coming up in your area, you can reach out and say, hey, I would love an audition while you're here. Sometimes they've got the time for it. Sometimes they don't.
Okay.
And you do some reach out. You get up to some schools. You talk to kids, right? I mean, you guys yes. are very involved in the community. When we get back, I want to talk about the show a little bit more. But okay. thanks for sharing your personal yeah. life with us. Wishing.
Yeah, well, I was asking if we were doing our spin to win.
Yeah.
After this. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Folks, you don't want to miss this. This is cool. Just came up with it today. You still have a chance to text it. Just text us, T-I-X. We'll give you a number, and then somebody's going to win pair of tickets to Disney on Ice. Back, we got two pair we're going to give away. We're with Hannah and Breely back after this. And I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Could run it all, I don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it. Hey, welcome back. I'm under the mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, in Appleton and Oshkosh, as we mentioned. Still cold out there, wind chill of 22 degrees below zero. But we're with Hannah and Breely. I'm with Terry Charles from PMI talking about Disney on Ice at the Resch, which is one of the most popular events of the year, it seems like. Terry Charles, step up to the mic, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. You handle a million events. Where do you put this one in the spectrum?
Oh, as I was telling you off the air, Disney on Ice is one of the biggest things that we do every year. I mean, obviously WIA girls state basketball is big. We have some other events, but as far as the amount
volleyball
of days,
cool.
the amount of people that come to the Resch Center and the area that it draws from Upper Michigan, we go as far west as Wausau, far south as maybe Sheboygan. So we're really drawing people from throughout the area. It's huge for us.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And it's fun for everyone, right? I mean, there's grandmas, grandpas, but there's kids and the little
absolutely,
kids and that
absolutely.
Thing.
You really have seen people of all ages.
Right.
You mentioned you and your wife. I had a date, you know, way back when, so we see adults.
Hey, let me ask you, how long have you been at PMI?
I'll be about 25 years.
Oh, damn it. I wish you were there a little bit. I want to know if he called for free tickets.
No, I was doing...
Because you know he would have.
It might have been called the Ice Capades back then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's
I just,
right.
Just for the record, I was doing a lot better financially back then than I am now. Anyway, tell us, Terry... That is a great show. How many are you putting on? And a little bit, if you want to share pricing and how easy it is to get tickets through you.
Yeah, so the show starts tonight.
Yep.
So right. Wednesday through Sunday show. It's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Then there's three shows on Saturday. And is it two on Sunday? Yeah, two
wow.
on Sunday.
Five shows in 2 days?
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
We
Well, the guy paying her is sitting right next to her. So
yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's not, we
get
love
those
it.
Turnstiles moving.
Yeah. So right. There are tickets available for all of the shows.
All right.
But you were asking, Jim, when a good one to go to. So obviously the weekend shows are going to be tighter tickets.
Right.
That's a very popular time for families. So if you want some good seats, you know, Thursday night,
okay.
Tonight, Friday night are going to be some good shows to go to, but there is availability for all the shows.
Awesome.
Tonight.
Fantastic.
That's great. We talked a little bit about casting. I mean, you guys are obviously great skaters. You could probably, I don't know how many roles are in that, but you could play probably all of them. Do you try out, say, look, I really want to be this, or does the producer say or the director say, I think you should be this?
They really, I guess, look a lot at skating skills, of course. But they really have in their mind what they want someone to do, and like they kind of have an idea of what they want to happen. So
I think directors more than kind of have an idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like have an idea.
Well, that's awesome. During the break, though, who are your inspirations? You know, gold medal winners, or where were your inspirations come to be those 3-year-old girls going out there on that ice every day to practice?
I mean, there are like, you've got your big celebrities like Sasha Cohen and Michelle Kwan growing up, but
oh, yeah.
There's also like the little people that you have around you all the time. Like I personally idolized my coach, Jessica Coslow. She was one of my first coaches and I thought she was the coolest thing ever. And I wanted to be cool like her. So here I am.
Cool 20, like her.
Not as cool, but 20 years later.
I was going to say, I thought here I am cooler than her.
Yeah.
No, not quite. She's still,
so you guys don't have,
she's a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
How about for yourself?
I also had some personal idols. My coach as well. His name is Andre. And then I also really adore Christina Garcia, who was also a huge part of Disney on Ice and
okay.
My growing up as well. But then in terms of other people, I really love Adam Rippon.
Okay.
A lot.
You know who my figure skating idol was?
Who?
Katarina Witt.
Oh, I love Katarina Witt.
Oh,
Terry,
she's a remember
spitfire.
Her?
Of course.
She was awesome.
All right, so...
Hey, why don't I tell you one quick Italian story?
Okay. I just want to know what they're going to get ready for the show. You got a long day. Tonight, you're on. You got the butterflies at all, or are you...
So we've got a different interpretation of in summer, so we don't have butterflies, but we've got some dandelions.
I was meaning more of the, do you get... Okay, all right, go ahead.
Alberto Tomba. Remember Alberto Tomba? World champion Olympic skier, downhill skier. Playboy like you can't believe. The Olympics 1 year sends roses, dozens of roses to Katarina Witt to go out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a lot older than her. And he was, okay, but she's like, oh, well, he's cute and he's whatever. But I don't, you know, he's such a showman and a playboy and everything. So she wouldn't go out with him. The next Olympics, they interview her. He goes, hey, is Alberto Tomba giving me? She's, well, you know, I was thinking about it. If he wants, I'll go. I'll have dinner with him. Yeah, I will. They said, Alberto, Katarina Witt says, yes, she will have dinner with you. He goes, who? Katarina Witt goes, too old.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's Alberto Tomba.
Tonight kicks off your, what was it, 8 shows total? What's the rest of your day like? You going to get some rest? Do you exercise? Do you go to the gym? Do they take care of you, send you over to the YMCA or something?
So we've got a gym that travels with the unit. Yeah, we all take care of ourselves pretty well. We've got a gym that travels with the unit, and then we've also got the hotel gyms. And then, so we'll go in for some rehearsals today to get ready for everybody, get everything set up and make up, and it's showtime.
All right, it's showtime to give away some tickets. Here we go. Rachel. Here we go.
A
good spin, Rachel.
A good one, Spin. Let's give it a good one here, Spin.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Rachel, that's another.
There
actually,
you go.
That was a good spin. What number you got?
Number 7 today. That right. is Kelly in Green Bay.
All right, Kelly.
Kelly in Green Bay, congratulations. You're going to see Disney on Ice. One more spin.
All right. One more spin.
Here we go, Rachel.
Again.
Is that tonight?
That is Thursday.
Okay.
Number 5 is Alex from Abrams.
Alex
All right,
from
Alex.
Abrams.
Okay.
Nicely done, Rachel.
There you go.
Yeah,
thanks, Rachel.
Every nice round of applause.
Is that Thursday
nice.
As well?
Yes,
okay.
Both shows are on Thursday.
All right, cool.
Congratulations, both of you. Okay. Very nicely done. Okay, we'll wrap it up here. Both of you guys, first impressions of Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Cold, but pretty.
Okay.
Cold.
Not even pretty. Hey, thank you both so very much for being here. And again, we're not even kidding. This is a huge event of the winter. We don't have a lot going on in Green Bay this time of year. With Disney on Ice coming to town, it's perfect timing. Get everybody out of the house and go see some amazing athletes perform.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your talent.
Terry Charles.
It's great, Terry.
Nice to see you. Tickets at restcenter.com or at the box office at the Rest Center anytime after 10 a.m.
Phenomenal. Right. Thanks, buddy.
We're there.
All right. We got to start a quick break. We got John Kramer. And thank you guys for the first times coming up. Back after this. It's all right. As long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.